Greetings and welcome to you all, and happy holidays to each of you. It is Portia and the guides, and we are here for this week's topic that is, take this time. This time of year on Earth is its own unique and special vibration and opportunity for you to come home to yourself, to come into a sense of solitude, of quiet, of contemplation, of reflection, of appreciation, gratitude, and abundance of the goodness that is in your life and is always unfolding to you. Often the holiday times are times when we see there is lots of runaround and activity and parties and great gatherings, and this is fine, and yet we wish to remind you of nature's aspect during these winter months. It is hibernation. It is going deep into the roots. It is often much perceived loss, as with the trees that are losing their leaves. And yet it is not loss. It is coming home. It is embracing the nurturing, the nourishing that is within your being and will come forward in a different aspect as the spring arrives. But now is the time to hold yourself close, to reflect, to consider also the year that is passing as we look to this new year, and to take a big view and ask yourself, how was this year for me? What did I learn? How did I grow? How did I challenge myself? How did I get bigger, stronger, more sure, more confident in life, in God? And you may also ask the question, as you turn to face the new year, what do I wish to leave behind? Old thinking, limitations, beliefs that you are less than your true divine nature, self-doubt, self-criticism, judgment. Go within, dear ones, and ask these questions in quietude. Pull back from the activity and truly often the joy and the singing and the laughter, which is all good in this time. And yet it is important for you to go into a quiet room and close the door. We mean this as a metaphor because you can do this anywhere, on a hike, on a walk, in your garden, sitting at the kitchen table. But it is important for you to energetically be alone with God and your spirit, to do this assessment, and contemplation and reflection. And then as you turn to consider the new year, observe your thinking. Does fear begin to flood your thoughts? Anxiety, anticipation of difficulty. Check your thoughts. What your thoughts reveal to you are the fears that are coming up to the light for you to tell the truth. So as a fear may come up, you will want to stop it in its tracks and say, I have all abundance. I have all resources. I have everything I need every moment in my life. And this is the truth. Every moment you have what you need. This is the design of this creation on earth. Your human mind may have another opinion. Your ego mind may say, always, it is never enough, or you are not enough, or everything is upturned in life on earth. This is not the truth. The truth is that life and every life is unfolding perfectly. And by this we mean that there are many we see on the planet now who are choosing to leave the planet, to drop their bodies, and you would say to pass on. And it is just that. Their life continues, but their choice is to leave this dimension because it is part of their intended life stream and forward movement. So we ask you, as you turn to the new year, to bring love into every thought that comes to you. If a fear comes up, replace it with love, with kindness, with gentleness, with confidence, with God, all-knowing, all-love, ever-present. You are cared for, dear ones, every moment of your life. God, Father, Mother, God, is guiding and guarding and comforting and giving you all that you need. Allow this truth to manifest in your life. And take this next week as a precious gift for you to do the reflection and the review of the year past, and then turn to the new year with a sense of great adventure. And yes, let's bring in this new year with joy and openness and faith and abundance of love and kindness and goodwill to all. We see you will enjoy this process, and it will feel quite good to you, and there may be tears. Yes, of sadness and grief as you let things go, but also tears of joy as you turn to the new and step into all of the opportunities, the abundant possibilities awaiting you in the coming year. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.